I am giving Zen permission to record this conversation. And the permission is given by me, Mark Lepore. I wonder if you could help me out.
Sure.
I got a crazy scenario here for you. You don't happen to be associated with the Rotary Club in any way, shape, or form, are you?
No.
Cool. Because, make a long story short, what happened was I purchased securities in Nicaragua, and the Ontario Securities Commission and the RCMP is investigating them right now for money laundering against Canadian citizens,
the
middle
Rotary
class.
Club?
Well, the owner is called His Excellency, and he's a high-level Rotary Club member, okay. Right? So he's actually an ambassador for a country. So I believe that there may be correlation between them aiding and abetting with gang stalking me. Okay. So I just want to report it just to have it on file for a case.
Okay,
so this,
a lot here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with your name.
Mark Lepore.
L-A-P-O-R-E?
L-E-P-O-R-E.
Date of birth?
January 28th, 1977.
Address?
636 Schaefer Avenue.
S-H-A-F-F-E-R?
Just one F.
And phone number?
That would be 705-989-4745.
So you purchased fraudulent securities?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I found this out recently. I reported it to the Ontario Security Commission, and now they're investigating this company. And I had found clear evidence, which was submitted to Gibson, who works here. And I gave him the information on the fraudulent activity that was happening. But recently I got scammed out of money from my crypto.com account. And I've been noticing in the past what was happening was I got a 5-year back audit with 10 agents. And they found nothing on my taxes. So now I'm starting to put pieces of the puzzle together. Are these people gang stalking me by using their influence, right? So this is proof that they've actually stolen money from a legitimate Canadian entity, potentially, right? So that has been also been submitted to the Ontario Securities Commission, and also to the RCMP. So I'm putting a lot of things together and seeing that I'm potentially being targeted. Because what also happened was over an 8-month span going into the States, because I operate a business selling ignition parts for vehicles and for aircraft and stuff like that. So I have a lot of customers in the States, and over an 8-month span, twice a week when I was exporting stuff, I would get pulled through the x-ray scanner going in. They would stop me on the American side, pull me back through the scanner going out. And then on the Canadian side, I get pulled over and searched, sometimes with a dog. This was twice a week, every week for 8 months. And they found nothing, right? I mean, for me, I was just laughing. But to me, there's a lot of things adding up to the idea that these guys are getting hit with like huge money laundering scandal, racketeering ring.
Who's these guys?
ECI Development. They own a resort in Nicaragua, and they're selling securities illegally, which is what I'm alleging, to Canadians and Americans.
So you have an occurrence number already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're bringing these here today?
Just to, as a, if there's a gang stalking scenario, I need evidence that, you know, I've done my due diligence to inform you guys and make
okay.
sure that, you
so
know.
Who's... You have an occurrence number?
I can get you one in, it was, is it Chris Gibson? Or
give me a second here. Either there's an officer investigating this, right?
I've submitted a lot of information in regards to the fraud that's happening initially. So that was been submitted to you guys, to the OPP, to the RCMP, the Ontario Securities Commission. For me alone, it was like $300,000. But I know other Canadians that have been sold stuff also illegally. So now they've been doing this for 20 some years now. So it's not just me. It's also like we're talking maybe hundreds of millions of dollars from Canadians that have been stolen. Yep. They're supposed to abide by anti-money laundering.
When did you report this?
2 or 3 weeks ago.
So you would have brought in a lot more material than this. Right?
Yeah. And I was given a link to upload all the information on the matter. So I uploaded something like 6 gigabytes of videos and evidence showing the laundering and what was happening. I basically had to do a lot of research, go into the library and stuff, figuring out how securities are sold. And I found out that they didn't follow any of the Canadian protocols for selling me these securities. So, and they don't even exist as a legitimate business entity.
Okay,
it's a scam. Yeah, it's an actual scam. Like the business itself doesn't even exist. Right where they claim it exists.
I'm not seeing an occurrence for what you reported. This, and this was, you said.
I got the incident number on a piece of paper I can forward to you.
Yeah, if you don't mind phoning, if you just call the station.
Do you want me to go home? I'll get the incident number and call you right back.
Yeah,
could I do
just
that?
Just give me a call because I just want to make sure this goes to whoever's looking at this.
Cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Awesome. Jones, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I know who to ask for. I'll go home right now. I'll send you.
I'm here all day.
Perfect. I'll give you a call and I'll give you the incident number and we'll take you guys take
no
it from
problem.
There.
So, just so I got this clear, you're just dropping this off to go along with everything else you provided.
Yeah, just as like potential gang stalking, because if it doesn't get taken care of, I know for sure. Already I've caught them. What happened is, there's a KYC documents that are required, which is know your customer. So you have to fill out this document, which is an official Canadian document saying that you're legally allowed to buy in investments and securities, right? And it has to go through a legally actual legal Canadian entity in order to purchase them. That was never done, right? So I never got any of that KYC document. So I did a private request for the KYC documents to FinTrack, which is where KYC documents are supposed to go to. And they reported to me, they can't forward me documents that are under investigation. So I'm like, I never filled out any documents. So clearly they had submitted false forgeries.
Did you report this to anyone else?
Yeah. To you, the Ontario Securities Commission, RCMP, Ombudsman, OPP. I'm kind of covering all my bases to make sure everybody has everything.
Yeah, I mean, this would typically be RCMP.
Yeah, because they're a foreign fake entity. But the guy's highly connected in the Rotary Club, which I know has a lot of outlying connections, right? So I'm like, are they now targeting me somehow through back channels? Because it seems like I'm getting hit from all these different angles, and FinTrack won't give me the KYC documents. They're hiding the fact that they have something that I never submitted, right? So now I got that legally on file, and I forwarded that to the Ontario Security Commission and to the RCMP saying, I never filled that out. So if you got something saying I filled it out, that's fraud, you know, and that's basically forgery. So it's kind of escalating. I'm just covering all my bases, making sure that there's a paper trail and that,
yep.
You know.
Alright, call me back to the occurrence number, and I will put a note on this, and I'll put it in the mailbox of the officer who's looking at that.
Perfect. Thanks, Jones.
No problem. Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Oh, you got a phone number that, so I don't have to take it. 949-6300?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.